KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. It is your Thursday, almost your weekend. Our top local stories this hour. And we begin this hour with the latest on the Bug and Stallion fires.
We are stretched very thin. We have about 100 firefighters per 30,000 acres.
Coming up, how big those fires have gotten, and is there now any containment? Plus, a plea to those evacuated from their homes from the Washoe Sheriff.
Work with us so that fire can do the main job, and that is get this fire done.
And directly ahead, we'll hear from the Washoe Sheriff more on how they're trying to keep your home safe if you're evacuated. Plus, sorry to say, more fires breaking out near Lake Tahoe.
Talked to a firefighter, and he said if they were a minute or two later, our house would have been toast.
On the way, the newest details on the Talbot and Yuba fires burning in the Sierra. But first, we have the latest right now on the bug fire that's burning at more than 88,000 acres right now. 15% containment. The Stallion fire remains at 33,000 acres. There is no containment on that. We've got these stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon on a very busy Thursday. I'm Greg Neff for the Keystone CPA Studios. And now with more, we say good afternoon to Jerry.
Good afternoon, Greg, and it has been a challenging week, to say the least. It is Thursday, August 13th. A reminder to be prepared to check your insurance, to check on and exchange contact information with neighbors, have at least a couple of gallons of water on hand, get your important documents and a bug-out bag ready, and especially if you're on a well, have a couple of gallons of water handy for you, not for putting out the fire, but for you to be able to drink water. It's been a week, hasn't it? We'll have to reach back into our vault of hippy-dippy folk singers, to put it succinctly.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Yeah, there you
I've
go.
Seen sunny days that I thought would
one of the most, that's James Taylor, of course. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, we've seen it all this week. One of the most cringeworthy, embarrassing moments for our country was when John Kerry, Secretary of the State at the time, took James Taylor to France. I don't know if you remember this. There was a terrorist shooting. A Muslim ISIS group killed 130 people in France. Did the U.S. Offer to track down and kill the Muslim terrorist group? No, we had James Taylor sing, "You've Got a Friend." When you're down and troubled, probably one of the most embarrassing moments for our country and for me just then. We have a couple of non-fire, non-power outage, non-flooding positive stories, including Washoe County cleaning up the voter rolls. That's coming up this hour. And details on how, when, and where to meet Jim Jordan and David Flippo coming up a little later on this month as well. It is 12:09. This is the noon news on 99.1 KKFT and 92.3 serving Lyon County at KSVL. And back to you, Greg, now at 12:09.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. And it is our top local story. It is the bug fire, now more than 88,000 acres, aided in part by rain and cooler temperatures from yesterday. Containment has reached about 15%.
Our biggest concern is capturing the north end of the northeast end of the bug fire. That Dogskin Mountain range is going to pose a huge problem, and we really want to keep it from continuing north on the Winnemucca Ranch Road.
Southwest Area Incident Management Team 1's Ashley D'Antonio says crews made significant progress Wednesday, especially along the southern flank of the fire.
So the south side of the fire is still holding really well. We've had crews in there patrolling, mopping up, securing the lines.
Still no containment on the Stallion fire, which sits at roughly 33,000 acres. It has been ruled human-caused, as was the Fred Mountain fire, which merged into the bug fire.
We have crews starting to work direct towards each other from either side to close off that south end. That's going to take a few shifts, but the weather right now has been cooperating. They've had fixed-wing aircraft in that area to cool off that area so that hand crews could get in there and go direct.
And about 13 to 14,000 people have been evacuated total from both blazes. Some of them have apparently showed up at roadblocks wanting to be let back in.
We understand the stress that everybody's under and worrying about their property. But when you go to that roadblock, please respect that and respect those that are there. They're just trying to do their job. They're trying to keep those whose property that they had to leave safe.
Washoe Sheriff Darren Balaam.
It is vitally important that you watch the perimeter map. It's on all of our social media posts. On the Bug, Fred Mountain, Stallion Fire Information Facebook page. If you click on that, it will give you all of our closed roads so you can see exactly what roads are closed.
And we've put a link up to that Facebook page the sheriff mentioned. You can find that on our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. If you do not have internet access, you can call 311 in Washoe County. That's 311 for all that information. It does work from any phone. FM News Talk Time, 1211.
Well, Washoe County is cleaning up its voter rolls. The elections office just wrapped up another round of voter roll maintenance. 8,755 registrations got moved to inactive status this month, right before the federal blackout period, and that kicked in on August 5th. With no help or cooperation from Cisco Aguilar, Secretary of State, since Registrar Andrew McDonald took over the office in Washoe County, more than 70,000 registrations have been canceled or inactivated. How is the fire affecting wildlife? That's one thing to think about. Alone in Reno itself, one of our staff saw a huge bear at about 5:45 a.m. in southwest Reno just the other morning. City of Reno and the Nevada Department of Wildlife have launched a joint rebate program to help residents secure garbage and deter local bears from getting into that garbage. With under 100 days until the November general election, polls show a tight lead, or a tight dead heat, I should say, in Nevada's high-profile race for governor between incumbent Joe Lombardo and Attorney General Aaron Ford. A look at traffic on this noon news hour. And by the way, before I go there, I just got a notice on my cell phone. Foothill along in Gardnerville in the Carson Valley, power outage along there. Lots of power outages throughout the area. A couple of bumps here at the studios in Carson City as well. So be prepared for no power at some point today. Excuse me. It is 12:13.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
I have a pair of non-injury collisions to tell you about. One of them southbound on 580 at the Virginia/Patriot exit. It's not really slowing things down, thank goodness. Also, eastbound Interstate 80 at Wells, right there at the overpass, there's another non-injury collision as you try to make your way to the Spaghetti Bowl. Use caution entering from Wells Avenue onto the freeway. Discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Ready to be treated like you are number one? Choose Pro One. Corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 76 degrees in Sparks, 75 in Carson City and Smith Valley, 67 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
It's been a while since we've seen an August day in the 70s, but that's where we're going to be today for the most part. A few spots may cross into 80, 81 in Yarrington, 83 in Fallon, but 78 in Spanish Springs. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 1 today, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on 2 patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with a Generac automatic standby generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Hi, Greg from Greg's Garage. We employ factory-trained mechanics to care for your vehicle, which is worth more now than ever. So protect your investment with routine maintenance and extend the life of your vehicle. For automotive service and repair, book your appointment today by calling Greg's Garage at 324-0911 or online at gregsgarageinc.com.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
The National Weather Service's flash flood watch has been expanded. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The watch started yesterday and roads closed from...
Service in Reno has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Douglas County in western Nevada until 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 12:17 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Gardnerville and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and nickel-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, fencing and trees. Locations impacted include Gardnerville, Gardnerville Ranchos, Johnson Lane, Indian Hills, Genoa, Kingsbury, Minden Tahoe Airport, Junction USouth 395 and Nevada 756, Junction Nevada 88 and Nevada 756, Junction Nevada 88 and Nevada 206, Gardnerville Ranch, and Minden. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Washoe County schools closed again today for the fires. It's not clear if they'll reopen for tomorrow for what would be their first day of school or take it into the weekend. It is our top national story. Less than 3 months to go before the midterm elections, and voters in battleground states are sharing how they feel about left-wing Democratic candidates.
voters in Maine are telling Fox they're not concerned about Democratic socialism, and their top issue is the economy. New Fox polls show Democratic Maine Senate candidate Troy Jackson with a narrow lead over Republican Senator Susan Collins. Jackson is gaining steam, even though Republicans have been working hard to tie him to the DSA. But the polling shows voters are more worried about Collins' ties to President Trump. They say she just votes with him far too often. Younger male voters in Maine, I thought this was interesting, are also leaning more progressive. So majority of men in this poll under 45 years old in Maine are backing Jackson, but men over 45 are sticking with Collins, saying that she is a more established candidate.
And that is Fox's Tanya J. Powers. FM News Talk Time, 1220.
Well, just real quickly, Greg, we got a text. Power is out in the Minden area, around the B of A area, and all the way down to middle school in Minden. Along Foothill, I know it's out in Gardnerville area, so keep that in mind. If you're listening, if you've got somebody nearby, check on them, and feel free to text us either a comment, question, or information like that. 775-884-9910. There were so many onlookers and gawkers around the Eagle Fire in Douglas County that firefighters were hindered in air operations. The fire is at 150 acres, 20% containment. Topaz Lake remains closed for watercraft. Open Snow, a company focusing on weather data in 15 states, heavy on winter recreation, says the upcoming winter will be wetter and a bit warmer than average in the Sierras. The Community Foundation of Northern Nevada has established a dedicated wildfire relief fund to support displaced residents, and they are located at 50 Washington Street. Phone number 775-333-5499. Again, 333-5499. FM News Talk Time, 1222.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We still have a non-injury collision southbound 580 at South Virginia Street at Patriot. It's not really affecting traffic. However, there is a torrential downpour here at FM News HQ on Plum Lane in Reno. If the roads are wet, please slow down. It's just the safe thing to do. It is a lot cooler today. It's 76 degrees in Reno and in Dayton, 77 in Yerington, 66 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here is a look at your weather.
Some clouds, some scattered rain, maybe even some flooding. A flood watch till 9 tonight. Showers linger through tomorrow after upper 70s today, low 80s tomorrow, mid 80s for the weekend. The heat is gone. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A Master Mechanic in Sparks. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
Tahoe Night Monsters getting ready for the third season on the South Shore. And there's a new coach, Connor Jones. There's a meet and greet tomorrow at 3:30 for the Tahoe Night Monsters' new coach. Jones has a lifetime resume from hockey, playing at every level, and coaching at several levels. Last night, Tacoma lost to the Aces. Reno winning 6-1. A.J. Vukovic getting a couple of RBIs. High school volleyball season begins tonight in Northern Nevada. First up, Smith Valley hosting Piranagat Valley. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's midday update. Your noon news. KKFT.
79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. And if you are just checking in, the bug fire is sitting at 88,000 acres, 15% containment. We have 33,000 acres for the Stallion fire, 0% containment in that. The Washoe Sheriff says it's a team effort to figure out when they have to order neighbors out of an area.
We're working with fire on the crews that are up there, the air aviation units when they're in the sky. The fire behavior and the weather, and seeing what they're seeing, and then looking at our accesses of getting individuals out.
Now, some evacuation orders in Lassen County have been downgraded to warnings, primarily in an area north of Highway 70. We've learned that 395 right now open at the Nevada-California state line, but you should expect delays if you are going there. Lots of fire department activity. Try to stay out. Nevada Highway 445 still closed between Axe Handle Canyon Road and State Route 446. Nevada Highway 446 is open but has no access to Pyramid Highway. From the power company's perspective, NV Energy says they're trying to keep shutoffs to a minimum.
At this time, we have 1,198 customers that are out of power. Those customers are in the Red Rock, Antelope Valley, and Palomino Valley areas, which are the areas where the active firefight is still going on.
NV Energy's Jesse Murray says the fires have taken their toll on NV Energy's own infrastructure.
We've had 80 damaged poles that require replacement. We have many crews out in the field right now doing those replacements as we speak. We do expect that restoration of some customers may take several more days.
And Murray is asking everyone for patience. Well, another day, another delayed start to the school year in Washoe County for 9 schools that had to be shut down due to the fires. Desert Heights Elementary, Silver Lake Elementary, Lemon Valley Elementary, Alice Taylor Elementary, Jesse Hall Elementary, Spanish Springs Elementary, Natchez Elementary, Shaw Middle, and Spanish Springs High School. It is unclear at this point whether those schools will try to open tomorrow or take things into the weekend again. The school year not started for students at the schools I just mentioned. I'm sorry to tell you this, but we have a new wildfire burning west of Lake Tahoe at this time. And word is that it's quite the issue. A lot of people are saying right now that there are problems with fire department response, and they're trying to get a handle on it. But right now, here's what we learned.
Evacuation warnings are in place for the Cedars community just south of Soda Springs as crews continue to fight the Talbot Fire in a remote area of Placer County. CAL FIRE says that fire is threatening structures and private timberland. The fire was initially reported at 200 acres, but the latest CAL FIRE report puts it at 75 acres. This fire started just after 5 yesterday in a canyon along the middle fork of the American River. Crews been working through the night to get a handle on it.
And that is Mike Cherry with KCRA-TV in Sacramento. Meantime, there is another big blaze that's burning right now in Nevada County. This one is called the Yuba Fire. One homeowner said it was way too close for comfort.
The fire got about 20 feet within our house. I talked to a firefighter, and he said if they were a minute or two later, our house would have been toast.
Tommy Barristow says he was in Grass Valley when he started getting texts.
I just got in my car and drove as fast as I could. So I was kind of in the dark, and then when I got here, it was just chaos.
The Yuba fire burned about 20 acres. It's 80% contained. In other news, it was a brawl outside one state line bar that has the Douglas County Sheriff's Office asking for your help. The fight took place just off Lake Tahoe Ale Works, right near the Harris Resort. The sheriff wants info on the fight that happened early morning, July 12th. We have a picture of some persons of interest in this case. Look at that picture. And if you know any of the men pictured, call the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. We have that picture on our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. FM News Talk, Election Center. The latest polling shows in California, anyway. Democrat Javier Becerra holding a strong lead over Republican Steve Hilton in the race for governor.
The poll from the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies has Becerra up 55% to 37%. Support is largely along party lines. Progressive and no-party preference Fox voters
News.
Are mostly
at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News, I'm John Saucier. ICE reportedly is planning to spend as much as $20 million to give immigration officers electric shock gloves. Borders are Tom Homan defending the plan as a way to protect federal agents on Fox News Channel.
You've seen the videos in the past year and a half, the fights on the street where officers are overwhelmed. This would be a tool they can use to make someone compliant.
New York Attorney General Letitia James threatening to prosecute officers who misuse the gloves in her state. A judge temporarily pausing New York City's new second home tax after several city homeowners sued the government. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Bruce Blakeman criticizes New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani on Fox Business.
His policies are destroying the economy of New York City and will hurt the whole state. So I will have to keep him in check, and I will keep him in check. I know what to do.
The mayor's called the tax fair and beneficial for working New York City residents. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time, 12:31, and if you are just checking in, this is the KKFT News at Noon for your Thursday, and it is 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is our top local story, the bug fire. Now more than 88,000 acres strong, 15% containment, aided in part by rain and cooler temperatures from yesterday.
Our biggest concern is capturing the north end of the northeast end of the bug fire. That Dogskin Mountain range is going to pose a huge problem, and we really want to keep it from continuing north on the Winnemucca Ranch Road.
Southwest Area Incident Management Team 1's Ashley D'Antonio said crews made significant progress yesterday, especially along the southern flank of that fire.
So the south side of the fire is still holding really well. We've had crews in there patrolling, mopping up, securing the lines.
And about 13 to 14,000 people have been evacuated total from both blazes. Still no containment on the Stallion Fire, which sits at roughly 33,000 acres. It has been ruled human-caused, as was the Fred Mountain Fire, which merged into the Bug Fire.
We have crews starting to work direct towards each other from either side to close off that south end. That's going to take a few shifts, but the weather right now has been cooperating. They've had fixed-wing aircraft in that area to cool off that area so that hand crews could get in there and go direct.
And again, crews continue to battle the blaze. And again, Reno area hotels continue to offer evacuation rates ranging from $49 to $59. You will have to show proof of residency, and some hotels are not allowing pets. In the meantime, we have word of some evacuation orders that have been downgraded to warnings. Word is that areas around California Highway 70 in Lassen County, that's no longer an order. That is an evacuation warning. That means get ready. It's in the yellow. And please, if you're on 395 north of Reno, not the place to be, but I do need to tell you that 395 has been reopened at the California state line. Expect very heavy delays in the area. A new report says gas prices are higher than ever for this time of year. The price tracking website GasBuddy put out a statement yesterday saying gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level ever for late August. GasBuddy's head of petroleum analysis says it was the first time ever that the national average rose above $4 a gallon after August 12th. The report follows months of instability in the oil markets as the U.S. war with Iran does affect shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. About 20% of the world's oil passes through that waterway. FM News Doc Time, 12:34.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
The Carson Nugget welcomes back celebrity comedian Erica Rhodes from America's Got Talent. Erica is currently on her nationwide comedy tour. Join her up close and personal for a VIP wine dinner on Friday, August 21st, and get a free VIP ticket to her show on Saturday, August 22nd at 6 or 8 p.m. The Grand Showroom has been named Northern Nevada's best comedy showroom. Buy tickets for the dinner or the show at ccnugget.com.
If you were injured due to an unsafe condition of property, legal recourse may be available. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
Injuries don't just happen on the highway. They often happen because property owners fail to keep their property safe. At Yates Law, we handle premises liability claims involving businesses, private property, and public places, including schools, parks, and airports. If unsafe conditions caused your injury, you may have a claim, but time is limited. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401.
Get large capacity cooling with a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator. Gallon door bins free up shelf space and frameless glass shelves fit larger items. The metal shelf gives the inside a bold look that's as durable as it is distinct. An exterior water and ice dispenser makes access easy, and a fingerprint-resistant stainless steel resists smudges and streaks. Shop Sargent's Appliances today. We're located in Sparks, or visit our website at sargentsoutlet.com.
FM Top Weather.
Clouds, chance of showers lingering around until tomorrow, and then we start to clear and get the seasonal weather for the weekend, but upper 70s, low 80s for today and tomorrow. Our look at the weather brought to us by A Master Mechanic and Sparks. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
Yesterday's rain helpful to firefighters, but they still face two enormous challenges. I'm John Potter for the new news. Up north, the bug fire grew to just over 138 square miles. It pushed west and closed northbound 395 at the state line, but containment went from 0 to 15%. The Stallion Fire alongside the southwest shore of Pyramid Lake spread north with new evacuation zones. It's still 0% contained with over 63 square miles burned. And this morning was ruled human-caused. The Eagle Fire got a lot of precipitation yesterday. It went from 0 to 20% containment, still burning on ridgetops over North Topaz Ranch in Douglas County. Still a tough one in a very difficult terrain, mainly an air tanker battle. And a new fire started yesterday late in the Tahoe National Forest south of Soda Springs, just southwest of Donner State Park. The Talbot Fire was measured at just over 75 acres, but only 15% contained. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading following a softer PPI reading and lower oil prices, which is easing inflation concerns. Wholesale inflation fell in July. The producer price index, which captures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 4.7% from a year ago, down from a much larger 5.5% increase in June on a monthly basis. Wholesale prices were unchanged after they declined in June. The report follows yesterday's consumer price index data that boosted investors' confidence that the Fed won't raise rates soon. Tech stocks are among the gainers, empowering the S&P 500 to an all-time high. Energy and healthcare are lagging. And shares of StubHub are down 16%, although the ticket reseller made more from the World Cup. Expenses were higher in the recent quarter as it handled refunds and complaints. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neft, and if you are just checking in with us, it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us, as he always does around this time, every weekday here on the KKFT News at Noon. Mike, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Let's talk about something that really caught my eye yesterday. I had to put this in front of you because this is something that surprised me. Bankruptcies are soaring in Nevada. LendingTree says that the state recorded about 103 bankruptcy filings per 100,000 people last year. They say that's the fourth highest rate in America. Nevada also saw business bankruptcies jump by more than 30%, but nationally business bankruptcies only increased by about 11%. What's going on with Nevada? Why is the silver state not so silver for businesses and people?
Well, I'll go back to my roots, Greg. So growing up in Las Vegas, we just recognized that anybody was going through life events, always found their way to Las Vegas. You know, it was just, you know, you get divorced, you know, maybe have a death or a tragic loss in your family. And you're like, I'm just going to go to Vegas and try, you know, try my fortune there.
Okay.
Bet it all on red or black, whatever, you know. And having done a lot of work for the casinos, that never pays off for people in the long run. So, you know, maybe their last ditch effort, they end up in Nevada. I don't know. I think there is this thing that came out of COVID, which is this insatiable desire to experience things before the end of the world or right before the virus catches up to you. And I think there's, you know, for a lot of people, there's been significant amount of inflationary pressure. Just look at gas. We on this show, how much we talk about gas prices and that digging into discretionary money for small families and they just don't have the upside potential. You know, Amazon's not paying that much more. You know, then if you look at what you're buying dollars, it's just it's and that all goes on the credit card. We get to that tipping point where the credit card's too big of a force to fight. You give up, say, hey, you know, get it paid off and move on. So I don't know why that's unique to Nevada, but it is concerning. But what I would say this, my advice on bankruptcy, helping literally hundreds of people through this process, really more through the Great Recession, was if you're going to file bankruptcy, do it sooner rather than later.
Right.
Because you want to start rebuilding your credit. Sure. And so if you file bankruptcy, it doesn't mean that they take everything. You know, you still have a car. You know, you have these things. But a lot of times when people get themselves, let's call it over their skis with too much debt, bankruptcy is definitely a way out.
It certainly is, yeah. You know, and you mentioned credit cards. There's something that I wanted to bring in front of you. You've probably already heard the news that Americans hold, what is it, a record number of debt, of $1.26 trillion in debt from consumer financial credit card you know, usage. Does that concern you? I mean, that's a house of cards. Debt is not real money. It's
well, you know, ish, right? Now, I would say, I think, you know, if you looked at my personal finances, you would look like I have a bunch of credit card debt on any given month. I pay it off every month because I'm just trying to build airline points.
That's a nice way to do it.
That's all I'm doing, right? Is just put everything you can on the credit card.
And, sure.
It makes Visa a lot of money, evidently. You know, and I get my 1%, they get 2. But, you know, I think for a lot of working families, I think it is a problem. I think, you know, I think we said on this show, 50% of Americans, you know, don't have $500 in the bank.
Right.
And I think the best thing I can do to help people is you give yourself a small goal, and it's all about saving. That's why I love these Trump accounts, right? Because you can't touch it till your kid's 18. Put $100 in your Trump account. You go to irs.gov, click the Trump account button, put in your kid's age, your date of birth, social security number, give them $100. Heck, I'll give them $100. But you can see what that does over time.
Sure.
I mean, if you have $100 and by the time that kid's 18, that $100 is $1,000, right?
Not bad.
All you just got to do is look at it grow.
Absolutely. And the third thing I wanted to bring up with you, I mean, with these fires roaring around and all this tragedy, there's a number of GoFundMes out there, and some of them are not legitimate, and that is a concern. I mean, shame on them for preying on the most vulnerable people. But I mean, you've obviously given to charity. You know what legitimate charity is. I mean, can you trust GoFundMe? I mean,
well, you can trust it if the people that you know really need the help. I think the surprise for most people on a GoFundMe is that's all taxable income to you. When you give to it, it's not a charitable contribution, but when you get it, it's taxable. So you're like, holy smokes, I didn't know. So you're better to just, you know, if you have somebody that's impacted, you know, write them a check, keep it out of the GoFundMe cycle so that maybe, you know, it's a little more opaque on its ability to be taxed, because then it's just a gift. GoFundMe's taxable income to the recipient. So I think that's it's shocking for people. They didn't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're gonna get a note from the IRS. They get a 1099-K saying, hey, you got this money. You got to pay tax on it.
So let me get this straight. I mean, I hear all the time on the news, you know, somebody needs surgery or something. Somebody needs an operation. They've set up a GoFundMe account, which is totally legit. But if they get that money, when they get that money, it is taxable.
Yeah, under Code Section 61, it's accession to wealth. Well, it is by default taxable. Unless there's an exemption. Okay. So there's an exemption, and this is why you have to be smart about your money. there's an exemption. So let's say, like, I've done this numerous times. I'm a member. I go to Life Church. I'm a person of faith. I believe in helping, you know, people when they need help. I had a friend of mine, actually, Abby Whitaker. This happened on Facebook a year ago, where she had a friend that she knew needed a car to get to work. Otherwise, she's going to be homeless, right? So you don't have the. And I said, hey, I'll tell you what, Abby, I will throw in $1,000. I'm going to run that through my church. And then my church is going to match that money. And then, you know, she threw in $1,000 and we got that person a brand new car. Now, it is not a charitable contribution if you say, give it.
Service in Reno has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Mono County in northern California, south central Lyon County in west central Nevada, until 1:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 12:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Devil's Gate Summit, Oregon, 10 miles north of Bridgeport, and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, fencing and trees. Locations impacted include Sweetwater Summit and Junction, Nevada 338 and California 182. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Forty-seven-year-old Christine Mitchell, Tuesday. Investigators say she left a home near Fred's Mountain Road, intentionally started multiple fires there. And when the crews showed up, she flagged them down, admitted she had done it. She faces a third-degree arson charge and a charge for possession of a controlled substance. Of course, the Bureau of Land Management has also confirmed that the separate bug fire was human-caused. Its exact origin still under investigation, and you just look at everything that this person has caused, you'll never get any restitution. Sounds like she's a drug addict. Accountability? Well, we'll see. So we're going to come up with a new Keystone CPA poll, and here it is. Should the arsonists receive a prison sentence? And not yes or no, just of 5 years, 10 years, or 15 plus years. Should the arsonists receive a prison sentence of 5 years, 10 years, or 15 plus years? And don't forget, 3 p.m. this afternoon, we'll step on the Lars Larson Show to carry the press conference from about 3 to 3:30 with updates on all the fires and the information that we bring to you. And hopefully there are no new ones. I think we dodged a bullet yesterday. There were several lightning strikes east of Carson City yesterday afternoon. Well, how to respond to historic low water levels at Lake Mead? The Bureau of Reclamation has invested $52 million in three new turbines that can operate at lower water levels. The wide-head turbines can work down to 950-foot water level. And right now, Lake Mead is at 1,040 feet, another 5-foot drop, which is not really anticipated, but it could happen. 12 of the original 17 turbines stop working, and we think we've got power outage problems here today. Can imagine what's going to happen then. And also on that subject of low water levels, this is not local, but have you thought about going fishing? A reservoir in Idaho has a fish salvage season, they're calling it, to meet irrigation demands. Water levels at Oakley Reservoir, you can look that up, it's southeast of Twin Falls toward the Nevada border, will be so low that fish will start to die. So if you have an Idaho fishing license, you've got no limits. Catch them any way you want to, any way you can, except for guns, explosives, or chemicals, power bait is legal. FM News Talk time is 1249.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
They're still cleaning up a non-injury collision southbound 580 at the Patriot/Virginia off-ramp. Otherwise, we don't have any collisions to tell you about. There was a hailstorm brewing here in Reno, pea-sized hail falling to the ground. That caused some slowdowns. However, I want to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is home of the $99 diesel oil change. You've heard them say, what can they do for you? Well, how about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? They've got them while supplies last. Go on in and see them. Wild West Chevrolet at 77 degrees in Sparks, 75 in Minden, 74 in Wellington, 65 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
It's been a while since we've seen an August day in the 70s, but that's where we're going to be today for the most part. A few spots may cross into 80, 81 in Yarrington, 83 in Fallon, but 78 in Spanish Springs. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up at 1 today, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Chromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243849.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Aces got back in the win column with a 6-1 win over Tacoma last night in Washington. High school volleyball season begins tonight in Northern Nevada. First game going to be Smith Valley hosting Paranagat Valley. More volleyball tomorrow night. And high school football tomorrow night kicks off with a full slate. One game of interest going to be Churchill County matching up against Bishop and Nove. A meet and greet tomorrow at 3:30 at the Tahoe Event Center. New head coach of the Night Monsters, Connor Jones, on hand to greet the public. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
A committee of resolute theologians met with President Abraham Lincoln, determined to block the appointment of Reverend Shrigley as hospital chaplain, declaring his teachings unsound. He does not believe in endless punishment. Furthermore, he believes in the salvation of all souls. Even rebels will be saved. Well, gentlemen, Lincoln replied, if this be so, and if there is any way under heaven whereby the rebels may be saved, then for God's sake and for their sakes, let the man be appointed. And he was. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Why suffer the endless punishment of sweltering summer heat? Let Lincoln Heating and Air restore a little bit of heaven with a nicely cooled home or office. Call 359-1985 for a service, repair, or free air conditioning estimate. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Lingering around until tomorrow, and then we start to clear and get the seasonal weather for the weekend, but upper 70s, low 80s for today and tomorrow. Our look at the weather brought to us by A Master Mechanic and Sparks. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And just at the top of the hour right now, want to let you know that we have about 88,000 acres burned from the Bug Fire, 33,000 from the Stallion Fire. Let's try to close things out in a little bit of a lighter note, shall we? Two pygmy goats boarded a Portland, Oregon public transit bus. And that public transit bus known as the TriMet.
And the operator saw the goat. Surveillance video from the bus stop shows the doors open and the goats walked on board. When passengers and the operator saw the goats, they shooed them off the bus. Video showed them walking toward a shopping center. Someone on the bus eventually called 911. Police searched the area, but they were never able to find the goats.
This was bad. I'm sorry, that was horrible, but I just had to do it. It is 12:58 here on the news at noon.
You outdid me. thank you, Greg. I appreciate that very much. Just a reminder, power is out at South Lake all the way to Markleyville. And a reminder that if you come up on a traffic light, if power's out, treat the intersection like a four-way. You guys know how to do that? It's a four-way stop. Be careful out there. And again, a reminder, 3 p.m. today, 3 to 3:30, we'll carry the press conference to get updates on evacuation centers, fires, floods, and anything and everything to do with this crazy week that we've got going on here. I did mention this earlier, so I'll tell you right now. Congressman Jim Jordan will be coming to our area last Saturday of the month, August 29th, and he and David Flippo will do a meet and greet at the Sun Ridge Golf Course. It's from 3 to 5 p.m. It's completely free. Just bring some legal ID. Tickets will be available at the door. That's 100 Long Drive, Sunridge Golf Course in Douglas County. And then later that evening, there will be a VIP reception at the National Automobile Museum. And we'll get you details on that as we get closer to that. So thank you very much. And again, reminder, 3 p.m. today, a complete update. And thank you for listening to the new news here at 99.1 and 92.3. Have a great afternoon if you can.
With this new sun. But I'm here.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.